This is the High School Football Preview Show. This weekend, MSO News Sports will broadcast three games live, two Friday night and one Saturday afternoon, and two live video streaming games. First up, Friday night, live video streaming, Revere at Lynn Classical. Revere coach Lou Ciccatelli.
You know, we're optimistic. We can keep it going, and we know we have work cut out for us. Classical is a very, very good football team.
Live radio Friday night, Beverly at Peabody. Beverly coach Dan Bauer.
It's a big game for both teams because of the league play, but certainly, you know, it's one of those games where you kind of measure your team where you are at this point. You know.
Saturday afternoon at noon with live video coverage, it is Gloucester at Swampscott. Fisherman coach Tony Zarilli.
We'll be prepared, we'll be ready to go, and it'll be a nice time to, you know, travel to Swampscott. You know, we can hit two home games.
More from these coaches and other coaches just ahead on our North Shore High School Football Preview Show. Plus, Tim Kearns checks in on his views of this weekend's games. And Gary Malaya, the athletic director from Lynn English High School, sounds off on the high school football playoff system. You don't want to miss that. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. Welcome to our program. Let's get right to our game previews. In our live video streaming game tonight from Manning Field in Lynn, Lynn Classical, 0-2 on the year, will be playing host to 2-0 Revere. Lynn Classical coach Tim Phelps.
I want to look clean. And I want to look sharp. I want to make sure that we are doing the things that we can do. I want to play the best football we can play. If that happens, I mean, we're going to be a good football team.
Revere coach Lou Ciccatelli, happy his team is off to the undefeated start, but knows he has a tough game tonight in Classical.
Yeah, he's all spread, but in the past he has run some double wing, which they used to run, so we got to be prepared for both types of looks. They did. They ran a lot of spread against Swampscott and lost the heartbreaker, so I'm sure they're going to be quite hungry on Friday.
Revere quarterback Dan Murphy threw for two touchdowns a week ago for 130 yards, and Classical quarterback Matt Loria went 10 of 17 for passing in a losing effort. In our other game tonight with live radio coverage from Peabody, the Tanners 1-1 on the year will play host to undefeated Beverly 2-0 on the year. Beverly coming off a huge 35-0 win against Gloucester a week ago, and overall in their combined two games against Gloucester and prior to that against Wakefield, they have scored 70 points while allowing just 6 points this year. Beverly coach Dan Bauer.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing good football. A big shutout against, you know, a former GBL opponent. You know, that's always a big game for them. And certainly, you know, they played well in all facets of the game. You know, and they were able to control the ball for most of it. And they played really good defense. So it's going to be a big physical matchup for sure. You know, obviously one of the best running backs in the state. And really, they're not a one-man team. You know, there are a lot of contributors on that team, so it's a big task for us.
Matt Madden ran for three touchdowns a week ago in their win against Gloucester. Peabody coach Mark Betancourt knows that his team is buying into their system in Peabody.
Now we're at the point where we're able to explain something once, and the majority of the kids, at least at the varsity level, are catching on. So you feel like you're making a lot more progress now. We have their attention. They've bought into the program. There is a sense of like urgency when we're talking about something. It's not blown off. It's addressed right then and there, and the kids are handling criticism the right way. They're not hanging their heads. They're looking in our eyes when we're coaching to them, and you feel like when you're talking that they're actually really listening.
Peabody coach Mark Betancourt, should be a great game tonight in Peabody. Beverly at Peabody, kickoff at 7, and it's right here on MSONewsSports.com. Other games tonight, Lynn English 1 win and 1 loss on the year, traveling to winless Winthrop 0-2 on the year. English amassed just 84 yards in their loss last week to St. Mary's. Saugus 1-1 at 0-2 Salem tonight. Sachems beat Northeast Regional last week for their first win of the year. Another good game tonight on the North Shore finds 2-0 Danvers at 1-1 Marblehead. Marblehead is led by quarterback Garrett Keogh. We'll keep you posted on that game throughout the evening. Other North Shore games tonight, Newburyport at Masconomet, St. Mary's at Essex Tech. The Spartans scored 300 yards of total offense against Lynn English last week. Georgetown at Manchester Essex, Watertown plays at Wakefield, Malden is at Malden Catholic, and Amesbury, winless in the year, is at 1-1 Linfield tonight. On Saturday, in a live video streaming game from Swampscott that kicks off at noon, the Fishermen come into town. Both of these two teams are 1-1. Swampscott scoring that double overtime win last Friday night against Lynn Classical High School, led by kind of backup quarterback Colin Frary. We'll see what happens tomorrow at noon. Gloucester head football coach Tony Zerilli.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't look like they've missed a beat. You know, I have a lot of respect for Steve Nembowski and what he's done over there. And with him leaving, you don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, watching the film, it looks like they're running the spread just as well as they ran it with him. And it looks like Coach Serino's really picked up where he's left off. And they seem to be functioning like Swampscott always does.
Other Saturday games taking place. Ipswich at Hamilton Wenham. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Lynn Tech plays at Whittier. Tech 1-1 on the year. They're nearly 2-0 on the year, and they are led by quarterback Jamar Jones, and he passed for 150 yards in last week's game. Bishop Fenwick 2-0 at Northeast Regional. Quarterback Dan Mastromateo, 3 touchdown passes a week ago. That's a 6 o'clock game tomorrow night. The Tech game, by the way, is at 10:30 on Saturday morning. And Pingree will play host to Middlesex Saturday at 3. College football, Endicott, no wins, 3 losses on the year, is at Nichols. It's a noon kickoff tomorrow. And on Sunday, high school football from Danvers, Everett 2-0 at 2-0 St. John's Prep. Everett winning last week over New Bedford 22-0, while the Prep was a 22-16 winner over Central Catholic. Again, Everett at the Prep Sunday at noontime. Just ahead, we'll hear from Gary Malaya, the athletic director and former head football coach at Lynn English High School, as he kind of sounds off on the high school football playoff system. But first, let's get some analysis on this third weekend of North Shore High School football. Tim Kearns joining us from MSONewsSports.com. And Tim, we're going into this weekend, and yet there are only 3 undefeated teams in the Northeastern Conference. Your thoughts?
Well, Bill, you are correct. There are only 3 undefeated teams in the NEC as we roll into week 3. Beverly 2-0, Danvers 2-0, and Revere 2-0. Certainly, I think most prognosticators would not have had Revere and Danvers at 2-0 heading into week 3 of the season. Beverly, certainly a team disappointing last year, but With the record that they did achieve, though, it was still a good season for the Panthers. But I don't think too many people are surprised by Beverly being 2-0 with what they brought back from last year. Certainly, Damas is riding a wave of emotion at this point in the season right now. And Coach Ciccatelli and Revere just has to be tickled. The kids are playing at a new stadium. They're obviously pumped up. Rick and I talked to him recently, saying his numbers are way up. So there's a renewed interest in Patriot football in Revere. And that certainly is great to see. It's great for the conference as well. But certainly, you know, they're going against Revere's going against an 0-2 Classical team that's looking to rebound from a tremendously disappointing double overtime loss to Swampscott last week in a game that was heard right here on MSO News Sports. Beverly to take on Peavey, and more about that later. English and Winthrop. English 1-1, Winthrop 0-2. Coach Driscoll looking for that breakthrough win. English looked a little sluggish last week. Can they find the offense necessary to get back on track? A good win over in Marblehead as Danvers travels to take on the 1-1 Marbleheaders. And that should be a war. 2 big, strong, physical teams. A lot of football tradition between those 2 teams. And you know that both teams are going to be pumped up to come away with a win and sort of try to establish themselves in the conference with the first week of league play. Moving down the line to the later games, you've got Gloucester versus Swampscott, a game of 2 cities here on this one. They're both 1-1, but Swampscott with a very, again, emotional win against Lynn Classical in double overtime last week. Gloucester with a very disappointing result and performance against Beverly last week, getting taken to the cleaners 35-0 in a very dominant second quarter of play by the Panthers. So there are teams out there with things to prove that they're better than they showed last week. There are teams that are still looking to get into the win column, and certainly they're going to be motivated, even out of conference. Maskinomas looking for his first win, something that hasn't happened for quite a while in that particular program. And they'll be taking on a big physical Newburyport team who stands at 1-1. Also locally, Manchester Essex 1-1 will take on Georgetown, who was 0-2. So you've got teams looking to move up in the standings and establish themselves as potential playoff teams, and others looking to get into the win column and not fall further behind in the race for a playoff berth that isn't all that far away, come right around the time of Thanksgiving.
Certainly one of the feature games on the North Shore this weekend is the Beverly at Peabody game. That game is tonight here on MSONewsSports.com. And how do you think that game is going to play out this evening?
Well, Bill, Peabody-Beverly, again, two traditional powerhouses within the Northeast Conference, big physical teams. Peabody with a disappointing loss week one, but came back strong against Somerville last week, pitching a big shutout, 35-0. And certainly, Coach Betancourt is going to have his team fired up to defend the home turf against a very talent-laden Beverly Panthers team, coming in again undefeated and at the top of the standings. And but you know, both teams are loaded for bear at the running back position. They've got experience there. Beverly may have the edge on line play. Coach Bauer did not have the rebuilding job to do that Coach Betancourt has faced, losing his entire front line. But certainly, when you have a Doug Santos in the backfield, you are a missed tackle away from breaking one for a big score, as he showed last week against Somerville. So again, you know, we expected a big game between Beverly and Gloucester last week, and we didn't get it. Are we going to get the same thing this week? I'm not sure. I don't think that would happen two weeks in a row. What's on the line is local bragging rights. You know, a lot of these kids know each other. They play 7-on-7s during the summer. They play other sports, and they compete against each other. So these guys know each other. They know each other as friends. They know each other as competitors across the spectrum of sports. So this should be a big, hard-hitting, physical game. And just the contrast of running styles, the wing tee versus a more traditional I formation, fullback leading Santos, who's going to get the majority of the work undoubtedly for the Tanners on Friday night, and the triple option Roger Day specialty, the three-headed dragon coming at you, and you just have to make the right reads when you're defending that. Coach Betancourt has said that loud and clear. So as Phil Stacey has called, it's a clash of the Titans, and let's hope that it lives up to that billing.
That's our own Tim Kearns on MSONewsSports.com. Let's pick up an interview I had with Gary Malaya, the athletic director at Lynn English High School, on English football and on the high school football playoff system. Again, this is Gary Malaya.
You know, obviously, you know, we've welcomed in a new football coach. You know, he's done a great job. We have a lot of excitement with football, and the numbers are up again. So, again, it just, you know, keeps you busy. You're out and about, and things are looking up.
Any particular fall game at all kind of been the kind of the surprise kind of positive thing for the school this year, this fall?
Well, I think the kickoff game at Swampscott, you know, anytime, you know, I've been around this game a long time, you can go over to Swampscott and sneak out a win, especially against my cousin, who's the new head coach over there, Coach Serino. I mean, right now, as far as the season goes, that's one of the big ones for us.
Yeah, and they've got a big game. They got Gloucester this Saturday over at Swampscott.
Right. Yeah, that will be a challenge for him. You know, again, it's a great league, but I know you've probably read, I'm not a proponent of this new thing. I'm an old Northeast Conference guy. I think we should play each other. You know, I think everyone should play each other. Or if you want to go into this two-tier system, the non-league game should be against, you know, Northeast Conference teams and, you know, things like that. I just think that, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. Seems like numbers are down in this sport. And I think the one reason is we've lost a lot of our traditional rivals. I mean, we're finally going back to Winthrop after 8 years. I mean, me and Tony Ficillo, who are best of friends, we had wars over there. And we're finally going back to Winthrop after 8 years. We haven't played Winthrop in 8 years and Danvers in 8 years, and we're playing them this year. So I just think, you know, excitement-wise and for the area, you know, to drum up interest in this game, I would love to see the conference come back as one.
I totally agree with you, and I think that Gary, what are the chances of something like that? I mean, like knocking off this playoff system or somehow adjusting it so it makes more sense. I know where you're going with it. Is it going to happen or could it happen?
Well, we met with the principals 2 years ago, and we had the vote. The Northeast Conference voted unanimously that we were going to step out of it, and we tried to find another league, and we thought we had Merrimack Valley on board. We would do our own league, two tiers, crossover, and at the end, you know, the winner of the Merrimack Valley Small and the winner of the NEC Small would play each other. We try to get maybe Manning 1 year and a Merrimack Valley venue another year, split the proceeds, whatever, and just, you know, have a trophy because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's just, you know, when you look at football and the association, which I've been a member of for years, they want to add 3 more days on now to start even earlier. And I don't see why they want to do that. I think the way this system is now, we're playing 3 games that don't mean anything at the beginning of the year. If you have a stud quarterback, a running back, I mean, that kid's going to be worn out by the time you get there. So we talk all the time with our principals about possibly starting our own football league or playoff system. If we could find one of the league to jump in with us, I think we would have some interest.
But I hear what the problem, one of the problems of that is that the MIAA would boot you out for everything, not just football. Does that sound right or not?
Well, no, because, we do have they've had for years, the precedent has been set with the vocational playoffs. Vocational schools have been allowed to have their own playoffs in football. So I don't think you could do that. And, you know, I hate to get in, but, you know, you look at the winter and the crowds that we bring in at our MIAA home hoop games. You know, Lynn Classical, Lynn English, and Salem's, and the good hoop teams in our league. I mean, we give the MIAA. I mean, we plenty of profit. You know, with the MIAA. So I don't think they would really do that.
I also think Thanksgiving has been less downgraded significantly, and the interest in it has been downgraded significantly due to the last several years.
I absolutely agree. I mean, we had this thing right a few years back, where us and Classical were in the same tier, and Thanksgiving Day came down to the championship. It happened in Swampscott and Marblehead like 2 or 3 years in a row. They couldn't even seat people over there. There were so many people. That's how it should be. We should have a 2-tier system, and we all play for the championship on Thanksgiving within our league. Anything above and beyond that is just icing on the cake.
You're the guy, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gary Malaya, Athletic Director, Lynn English High School.
A reminder of our football broadcast games this weekend here on MSONewsSports.com. Live video streaming tonight. Revere at Lynn Classical, kickoff at 7 o'clock from Manning Field in Lynn. Beverly travels to Peabody tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. Live radio coverage with Rick Moore and Marty Smith. And then on Saturday afternoon, Swampscott will host Gloucester. That's a noon kickoff from Bloxage Field in Swampscott. We'll have live video streaming of that game on Saturday afternoon at noon. So those are our 3 live broadcast games this weekend. 2 of them are on live streaming video. A special thanks to all of our North Shore coaches and athletic directors for making all of this possible. We'll see you later on Friday night, live from the fields on MSO News Sports. With Tim Kearns, Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.